This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Moral truth cannot be conveyed solely in words. It must be conveyed in example. And that is precisely where the greatest human teacher falls down. No teacher has ever embodied the truth he taught except one teacher, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, who said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. What does that mean very briefly? To say you're the life was very important to a Jewish person listening to this, because all of the Old Testament talks about the giver of life, God the Father, the preserver of life, the sustainer of life, the one who redeems our life from the pit in the Old Testament. And all those terms were vividly understood by the Jew of the day. And Jesus comes along and said, I am the life that you talk about in the Old Testament. I'm the one who is the life giver. He was claiming everything in the universe with all moral authority, more all moral power. Everything that Jesus claimed to be was the ultimate claim of anyone in the universe. There is no more greater claim than what Jesus Christ, the Son of God, claimed when he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Let's bring up verses 7 through 11. Jesus is speaking again. He's in verse 7. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him. You have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus answered, don't you know me, Philip, even after I have been among you such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. To me, in my opinion, the claim that Jesus made when he said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father, is the most astounding. Can you imagine how arrogant that would be? Can you imagine me getting up on a Sunday morning and say, folks, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Somebody would be dialing 911 and let's get this guy to the psychiatric ward immediately, and they should, because it's totally crazy. It's absurd. It's what you have with Jesus, what Josh McDowell said. You have a trilemma, not a dilemma, but a trilemma with Jesus Christ. Either Jesus was the greatest liar that ever lived. He was the greatest lunatic that ever lived. He was totally crazy to claim what he claimed to be. Or your third choice is Lord. Liar, lunatic, or Lord. It's all or nothing. It really is all or nothing. Here's what I want to leave you with. I read the best advice about marriage that I've ever heard anyone say just recently. And some of you need to write this down. This is good stuff. It's about good advice for your job. It's good advice for what you do in life. And here it is. Nobody ever finds the right person to be married to. But this psychologist said, nobody ever finds the right person. Here's what you find. You decide to cultivate the relationship you have with the person you've chosen. Nobody finds the right person. You're not the right person for anybody, and neither am I. But we decide, and another person decides to cultivate that relationship with you in order to make it work. Nobody finds the right job. Nobody finds the right house. Nobody finds the right city to live in. We cultivate what we have and make the best of it with what we have and those resources in life. I thought it was good advice, and it may be good advice for somebody today who's wondering if I ever will find the right person. No, you never will. What a relief. You'll never find the right person. You cultivate the relationship with the person you have. Now, why am I saying that? For this reason. When you look at Jesus Christ, you are finding the perfect relationship in life, because you are having a relationship with the person that said this, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.